Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's January 31st, 2010, and this is episode 228. So yesterday I got back from the Snow Monkeys workshop and photography tour, and today I didn't plan to do this, I did a quick recording, passed a digital recorder around the bus as we got back into Tokyo just before 5 p.m. on Saturday the 30th of January. So I figured today I would just do a quick, a brief summary of what we did and play you that recording. And I'll kick this out, and then we're going to be off to Hokkaido again tomorrow. So it really is a bit of an impromptu episode this week. I'll probably select a few images and embed them in the blog post with this as well. So take a look at that. But they won't be in the iPhone or the iTunes version, because I haven't had time to select any images yet. We had a great time though, so I'm just going to give you a brief summary of what we got up to, and then play you the recording from the bus in a moment. Before we jump into that, I'd like to say a big thanks to our sponsors, WebSpy, the Internet Monitoring, Analysis and Reporting Specialists. And as usual, I'd like to ask you to tweet the message thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotographyPodcast on Twitter to show your support. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. So we set off to Nagano, the place where the snow monkeys are. They frequent a hot spring bath that's made, I imagine, originally for humans, but then the monkeys took it over and now it's become a bit of a tourist attraction. We headed over there on the morning of the 28th of January. An early start from Tokyo on a chartered bus. I picked up a bunch of people from hotels in Tokyo, and then we head over there. It takes about 4 hours to get over there. We had an afternoon on the 28th. That was a Thursday. And then, it was a good enough afternoon. It was, the weather was warmer than usual. We were about 2 months ahead of ourselves here with mid-March to sort of April weather in the end of January here. So there wasn't as much snow as there really should be at this time of year. There was patches everywhere, but not so much. But the weather forecast for the following day, the Friday, was snow when I left Tokyo. The people at the hotel were telling us that the weather forecast was clear and cloudy, I think they said. Cloudy then clear or something like that. But they didn't mention any snow, and I was a little bit disappointed thinking that the weather forecast had changed. But when we got up at I got up about 6 a.m. on the Friday morning, and I was pretty happy to see large, big, fat flakes of snow falling from the sky. So we walked out there from the bus. The bus took us up halfway up the hill where the Snow Monkey Park is. And then you have to walk about 30, 40 minutes from the car park. But that walk was through a very snowy sort of winter wonderland sort of scene. It was a beautiful scene. It's a long walk with carrying camera gear, but everyone made it okay. We got up there, and the snow lasted for the first maybe 30 minutes or so. The problem was that the monkeys in the pond, the hot spring pool, because of the warm water, there wasn't enough snow, and the air temperature wasn't cold enough to keep the snow from melting on them. So that was, we didn't get any good pictures of the snow monkeys with the snow on their heads and stuff. But on the walk down to the hot spring pool, there were a number of monkeys that were feeding along the embankment there, and they were covered in snow. So we got a few images of them, and I'll try and embed one into the blog post later. But then the snow that had settled, although it was a beautiful scene during the first few hours, a lot of the snow melted off, leaving just patches, pretty much the same as the day earlier, for the afternoon. The light was good. The sun did come over the mountains, for a while, and it was overcast for much of the day as well. So we got this big, huge light box, giving us very nice, even light And then as the sun sort of broke through it, it was reflecting back down into the pool area from the snow on the side of the mountain, which was very nice as well. We tried a few things. One of the things we did was walk down the river and sort of sat on the rocks. Me and one of the participants, Michael, spent, I think, maybe an hour there just sitting on the rocks and waiting for the monkeys to jump. They had to jump across the stepping stones. And I wasn't totally impressed with my new 1D Mark IV's autofocus. It wasn't as, you know, there were no real advances in my mind over the 1D Mark III, which I was really hoping for. I tried selecting all 45 focus points and tried to use AI servo to sort of lock onto a monkey jumping across the river, and it just wasn't up to it. It kept going back to the higher contrast background. So disappointed there. I did, after that, go back to trying to pre-focus on a point on the rocks where I knew they'd jump. And I also went back to the center focus point to try and get a quick focus while they were jumping across. A lot of them were just blurred though, with the focus errors really. And then I did get one that was really tack sharp, and the top of the monkey's head is just, not the head, the hair is just touching the top of the frame, which is a little bit disappointing. So I might use that, but I doubt I will. Anyway, we did that. We also had a Serow, I'm not sure how you spell this. I've only just looked it up in English. I think it was Serwo, which is basically a Japanese antelope that was looks more like a goat. In fact, it looks more like a goat with a wolf's face, but it's got like horns, and one of them was broken as well. But basically that was feeding on the side of the mountain, which is probably a rare treat for these guys because the mountain's usually covered in snow at this time of year. But that was a treat. We actually, Larry, one of the guys that's on the tour, was giving me stick for not pointing it out. But we actually mentioned this in the recording that I'll play in a moment at the end. But the thing is that he'd actually already gone back to the bus at this point, so... not a lot we could have done about that, but it was nice to see that a little bit of wildlife that I wasn't expecting there. But you know, the following day we went back again. The following morning, this is the Saturday morning, and the reason that I'd done this tour on a Thursday, Friday, and then only had Saturday morning was because I know that the Japanese locals, or you know, maybe not just Japanese, but any locals, but any people that live within a few hours of the, you know, the valley where these monkeys jump into the, you know, spend a lot of time in the hot spring pool, the locals turn up in their hordes at the weekend. It's a very popular spot, and in, you know, it was very popular even on the weekdays with lots of tours of foreign visitors that seem to have cottoned on to the fact that this is a great place to visit. So the Thursday and Friday were relatively crowded, not overly. It didn't really affect our photography. But the Saturday morning was pretty terrible. There was a lot of people there. It wasn't possible to get down by the pool. So luckily, we'd already got a good day and a half worth of photos from there. Some people did go down. I didn't. I stayed at the top, just sort of walking amongst the group and offering advice as necessary. But then, you know, we went back down, had a walk around, and the idea was to start walking back by 11:30. And all but one of the participants, you know, people did sort of go back in dribs and drabs, but all but one of the participants were pretty much walking out of there by 11. And then the last one came back to the bus, started back at 11:30, and we went back to Tokyo. On the bus on the way back, I took a few of the people, especially the ones that were only with us for the Snow Monkeys tour. I took them through my digital workflow in Lightroom. I basically, you know, attached a USB card reader, and from the transfer of the images to the hard drive, you know, with using presets to do renaming and adding the keywords and all of that from the start of the transfer, also adding metadata. And copyright information, things like that. We went through all of that, excuse me, and then I basically just took them through my whole digital workflow, how I do my selection process, and then we touched on a little bit of printing, obviously, not printing anything out, but how I do it. and then the slideshows and web output, things like that. And we did a little bit of like sharpening of eyes and things like that in the development module as well. But basically, you know, I took them through that for an hour or so, which I think was relatively useful for them. All through the workshop, I was walking amongst the group and offering advice, and I think I had a good amount of coverage across the group for those that that really wanted advice, and you know, those that didn't, I kind of allow them to do what they want to do. Obviously, it's their workshop, so don't sort of push it onto people. But as people are interested, I try to give them as much as I can. But what I'm going to do now is just play the audio from the bus. It's only about 7 or 8 minutes long, and then you know, that'll be it for today. But I'll follow up probably later on with a little bit more detail, especially when I've got some images selected from the trip. But here's the recording. Just take a quick listen to this. So here we are at the end of the snow monkey leg of the workshop and tour for 2010. And we're sitting on the bus. We're about to get into Tokyo. Well, we're running it just coming into the center of Tokyo. And I'm going to pass the mic around the bus and see if we've got any comments and freak everybody out with the pressure. So, are you okay to start?
Yes.
Okay.
Larry Jackson, San Angelo, Texas. Had a great time with the macaques, and we don't see those in Texas very often.
Those were my brief words.
This is Len Fugit with Robot Streams. It's been a fantastic learning experience from start to end, and terrific support from Martin and the other people. I learned so much, even on the bus on the way back. He gave us a lecture on workflow with Lightroom, and I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
This is Colin. I live in Tokyo. I just want to say thanks to Martin for organizing a flawless tour up to Nagano. The snow monkeys is a great subject matter to take photographs of. Martin was just very generous with his time, teaching me a lot from everything from workflow to white balance to focusing to composition, you know, depth of field, everything. So it was a great trip for me personally, and I'm just sad that I can't be part of the Hokkaido trip, but I look forward to living vicariously through everybody else's images. Thanks again, Martin. Look forward to the next one.
Hi everybody, this is Fabian from Germany. I must say I have enjoyed the last 2.5 days very much. I was very excited about the snow monkeys, and I enjoyed also the excellent food at the hotel. And well, I'm looking forward to the Hokkaido part of the tour, and it was great to meet you all. We had very nice conversations, and well, I say goodbye to Lem and to Colin. Too bad that you cannot join us for the rest of the tour. I hope that you will at least enjoy the pictures we will share with you. Bye.
Hi everybody, I'm Ludmila from France. So I'm very glad to be here and to participate in the Martin workshop. Snow Monkey was really great, and I suspect Martin ordered the snow especially for us. It was very, very kind of him, and I enjoy a lot. All people, all participants are very kind, very friendly, and Martin is just adorable. So I'm looking forward to Hokkaido trip, and I know now that I will fully enjoy it. Okay, see you later.
Hello, I'm Michael from Belgium. Apart from the great experience seeing these snow monkeys for the first time, I'd like to thank Martin for showing me his workflow, which was sometimes different than mine. So it was very interesting to see how he does it, and also to learn about his photography technique in the field. So thank you, Martin, for that.
My name is Steve from California. This trip has been absolutely wonderful. Martin did a fantastic job in coordinating and setting up the trip for us. The traditional Japanese hotel we stayed at was not only a beautiful place to be, but also the food, the hot baths were absolutely wonderful. The monkeys were exceptionally accommodating for the photography, and his training was very helpful in white balance, and especially for me for being able to learn to use a manual on my camera. And I would highly recommend anyone interested in visiting Japan and having a superb trainer like Martin guide them in being able to shoot these spectacular animals.
This is Diane from Philadelphia. Seeing and photographing the monkeys was a really special experience. So was the traditional hotel. Even the public baths, that was an experience. I would like to come back again. I enjoyed it so much. The only thing was, on Saturday when it got so crowded, I actually felt sorry for the monkeys.
That's great. My name's Kevin Bedford from North Yorkshire in England. I spent the last 3 days photographing monkeys. We've taken probably over 700 pictures, and hopefully we may have a couple of shots out of there. It's been really exceeded my expectations by a long way, and I'm now looking forward to going to Hokkaido, continue the workshop.
Debbie Titus, San Angelo, Texas. I just wanted to say that I've had an awesome photographic experience with the Martin Bailey photo tour with the monkeys, the snow monkeys, and I would most definitely do it again.
Oh, thank you. Did you want to say something about the goat? So what was that called? A cerro? Yeah. We saw a cerro up on the side of the mountain there, and Larry was giving me stick for not pointing it out. But it was pretty weird. A wacky little antelope. It's one of the strangest things, that the animals that I've seen over here in Japan. So I'm just going to quickly say once again before I stop this recording, thanks very much to everybody for coming, and thanks for the comments. And can't wait to get stuck into the Hokkaido tour next week. Thank you very much.
Okay, so as you can see, we had a lot of fun, and people seem to enjoy it and get a fair amount out of the workshop and tour, so I'm really pleased about that. There were actually two more people. We filled it up this year with the maximum 12, but there are two people that didn't speak there because they were actually spouses of photographers, so they're not really into the photography themselves. They're really here for the sightseeing and just sort of tagging along with their other halves. But that's it. I don't have time to do a really heavily planned episode this week, but I'll throw this out in the hope that it's interesting for some of you. And thanks for listening today anyway, and remember that you can find me on Flickr and Facebook and Twitter, and especially right now Twitter is really the main way that I'm keeping people updated with what's happening on the tours. And like I said, we're going to Hokkaido tomorrow. So for the next 10 days, I'll be tweeting a little bit back each day to let you know where we are and what we're doing. I didn't find that I was able to do it a lot in Nagano for the Snow Monkey Tour, but we'll see as we get into Hokkaido. I was able to do it a fair amount last year. But then again, we only had half the number of people, and it's pretty tough with 12, so I'll do what I can. Of course, the other ways of keeping up with me, everything's all linked to the top of my blog. At the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so drop by and check that out if you have a minute. and I'll be back next week with another episode of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. In the meantime, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye. The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.